This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is among several key Democrats to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris for president. Durbin today characterized Harris as a critical partner in policy wins during the past 4 years under President Biden. He said he spoke with the vice president yesterday.
I believe she is in a position to make a difference for this country, to move us in the right direction.
Durbin joins a long list of Illinois Democrats to back Harris, including Governor J.B. Pritzker, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and the majority of the Illinois Democratic congressional delegation. Meantime, voters have mixed reactions to the news that Vice President Harris is President Biden's pick. My colleague Michael Puente spoke with a number of voters on Sunday in Northwest Indiana.
I think Kamala Harris is less qualified than Joe Biden to be president.
I'm on the Kamala Harris bandwagon. I think that, you know what, she's been there now, 3 to 4 years. She should be groomed and ready to go. So, again, and to me, anyone but Trump.
She knows everything that's going on, you know. Stick with her.
Worst move ever. Anybody but her, she needs to stay in her lane. I don't have nothing against her, but I don't think that she can beat Donald Trump.
That's Jack Hallenbach, Harold Foster, Toya Bride, and Herb Word reacting to news that President Biden has endorsed Kamala Harris. Meantime, President Biden's decision to end his campaign could significantly alter next month's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. My colleague Dave McKinney says if the party settles on a candidate ahead of that, the convention could be a high-energy salute to Biden's term as president. But indecision in the lead-up to the convention could have negative implications for the party.
You know, is there a possibility that there could be a floor fight because there are other people who might run? Maybe. But the Democratic Party apparatus is clearly backing Harris, and the last thing the party wants is a convention showcasing the fractures of the past month to a national audience.
The last time the Democratic Party had an open convention was in 1968, and that was right here in Chicago. Teachers in Illinois have been required to teach LGBTQ plus history in school since 2019. This doesn't mean textbooks have been updated to include this new information. Matthew Pierce teaches U.S. history and civics at Lewistown High School in rural western Illinois. He says standard textbooks from companies like McGraw-Hill do not include LGBTQ plus history.
There is none. So that puts a lot of people in a tough situation on what do I start to teach for that?
For now, he says he compensates by covering gay rights movements in his civil rights era lessons. A 2024 University of Illinois survey found teachers feel less prepared to teach LGBTQ plus history than other state history requirements. And Chicago Bears training camp continues. All eyes are on rookie quarterback Caleb Williams. Offensive coordinator Shane Waldron says he's impressed with Williams' overall growth since the Bears started workouts in May.
He did a great job during his time away from the building, owning the offense, understanding different calls, and able to come out here in these first two practices and operate at a much higher level than what we left it.
Williams has spent the past few weeks developing a connection with Bears receiver Keenan Allen. That teamwork could go a long way toward determining whether the Bears have a better season this year. Chicago hasn't finished with a winning record since the 2018 NFC North Championship. Weather, sunny skies and a high in the low 80s, partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 60s, and then Tuesday, sunshine. It's going to be warm, but a chance of rain in the afternoon and a high in the mid 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.